the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. A brand new electric car has Apple Podcasts inside. It's the Porsche Taycan, if you're in Europe, or the Porsche Taycan. If you're in North America, it's the first full integration of Apple Podcasts in any vehicle, and we're looking forward to our review unit. Anyway, the press release also claims over 1.5 million shows are now in Apple Podcasts, which is a nice number. The winners of the iVoox Audience Awards have just been released. We link to those from our show notes and our newsletter today. Podcorn, which is a self-service marketplace connecting podcasters with advertisers for native sponsorships, is announcing new partnership deals with podcast hosts Buzzsprout, Podomatic, RSS, Captivate, and Omni Studio. Podcorn claims to have done thousands of campaigns with tens of thousands of podcast creators. Midia has posted a survey claiming that Spotify is now the most used podcast platform. It says that 42% of podcast listeners use Spotify, with Apple at 32% and Google Podcasts at an undisclosed third place, and that 14% of people are weekly podcast listeners. The data covers the US, Canada, Australia, the UK, Germany, and France, weighted to country population size. If you'd like to do a Spotify show with music, but not use Anchor, then you actually can, as a playlist. We'll link to a playlist today that uses Spreaker for the talk and Spotify for the music. It is still only playable in Spotify, though. Sounder has partnered with Triton Digital to allow any podcast to earn revenue with dynamically inserted advertising. That adds to Sounder's partnership with DAX for larger publishers. Podtrac has posted data showing how podcasts did in the US last year during Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the New Year. Descript has added a video editor like their audio product. The service allows you to edit media as if you're editing a Word document. And as Podcast Movement Virtual continues, details of PodFest China 2020 have been added to our events website. The in-person event is in Shanghai on October the 31st. They sold out in 8 minutes, they say. Wow. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.